from Podcast Movement in a rainy Orlando, Florida. The latest from podnews.net. Today, Podcast Music are covering the announcement that everything about using music in podcasts is about to change. The press release sounds exciting, but it seems a little more complicated than that. Notably, it's for US podcasters only, it'll start next year, and there are no agreements yet with any record labels. We have the full details of what's been agreed in a full article in our show notes and our newsletter today. It's now easier to be listed in Pandora. The company has launched Pandora for Podcasters, a tool that the company calls a new self-service hub where anyone can submit their podcast for listing. The Pandora blog has more details of note. European podcasters simply aren't allowed to submit podcasts at all, which is curious. AuxBus, end-to-end podcast creation software, has launched at Podcast Movement. The service assembles podcasts and distributes them automatically to a variety of podcast hosts. Podcast host Libsyn has released the company's latest financial reports. In the first 6 months of 2019, Libsyn's podcasting business made $6.9 million in revenue, up from $5.9 million from the same time last year. Shares were down 3%, but remain close to a record high. Picast is a new podcast app for book lovers, helping you find conversations with authors about books. The app contains details of over 100,000 books in podcasts. More podcasts are going premium and asking their audience to pay. The blog of the app Flick contains a series of posts on that decision and how podcasters are doing it. And your editor, that's me, is speaking in two sessions today at Podcast Movement, a session about podcast newsletters at 11:30 a.m. and moderating podcasts in emerging markets at 2:45 p.m. He's also speaking today in Oslo, Norway, at the NRK Podcast Day, as you do. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.